If you built a sukkah, which the sukkah was higher than 20 amas, and you had in there amud that was high 10 tvachim. Now the walls are more than dalat amas, there's no connection. The walls are over there, and this table is 10 tvachim high. So now, the shayla is, this table that you're sitting on, this amud that you're sitting on, has a heksha sukkah zayin al zayin. Sava Abai Lameh, but Gerasik mechitzta. So Abai wanted to say a new halacha of Gerasik. Gerasik means, this is an amud, and a beam, a platform, and then you're sitting on top of it. So Abai thought to say Gerasik mechitzta, so that the walls are going up.
It's not within
Dalan Amos. Nothing Dalan Amos, it's the middle of the room here, no shachas to anything. Right? So he thought to say Gerasik mechitzta. Amalei Rava, that's why the man's here. He said that you need mechitzas anikar. This is just a square. This is just a platform. You don't have mechitzas anikar to say that it continues upward. You see, you don't say gerasik. Gerasik's a new chiddush.
You say. How do you know
he said that's when you say gerasik. You don't stop as I say. Why should things go up? It's once the mechitzah started. So we say that the mechitzah, let's say.
It's not a mechitzah. It's just a platform. That's the
platform. Yeah. If it really worked, you wouldn't have any wall at all. Just take a
plant
and go sit down anywhere without any walls at all.
That's what he said. That was the thing.
Well, why are we talking about a case where you're in a sukkah?
Right.
Zemana, which I
did. Because I need a schach.
Okay, need a schach.
Right.
And to have less than 20, that
if you wouldn't say good asik, then you say like a chatzah that it goes up.
No, less than 20, the sukkah's good. You're in a kosher.
You're in a kosher sukkah. Yeah.
But so, interesting the way the Gemara jumps right into Gerasik without telling you if it's a minimum requirement for Gerasik. What is it? How much do you need? You need an inch, 2 foot?
I'm a what?
No, before.
You mean if you have a wall, you need something.
How much of a wall do you need before you say Gerasik?
Oh, yeah, very good. Okay.
It doesn't matter. You don't have a wall at all.
That's what the Gemara is saying, but the Gemara is like jumping to.
Yeah, he wants to know the mice. So let's say I have this much. Let's say I'm sitting on a platform that the mechitza comes up this much. Is that kosher or not? How much tall does the mechitzah have to go?
See, the Gemara is assuming that you know a lot about Gerasik.
That's what he's asking. Yeah. So the truth is, because sukkah comes after Erevin. And Erevin gives you all these halachas.
Why is that not true?
You don't see, like when you have a wall and it doesn't reach the schach, so we say Gerasik. It's not a wall. You don't call this a wall. It's square. You don't call a wall.
The side of something can't be the wall?
Yeah. Judah has his own table.
Something
has a side of something. Yeah. Mechitza says, Gerasik mechitza means that you don't say amid. On an amid, you don't say Gerasik. That's what it's saying. You need mechitza on the car. Zogim Abaita. Holding the Dalit Amid Bey's 10 lines from the top. Tanur Abana. Not Abo Kundesi. Vesike Chal Gaba. You just put 4 beams and you put schach on top. Rabbi Yaakov machshav chacham and paisli. Rabbi Yaakov says it's a sukkah and sukkah, and chacham says it's possible. Amar avuna machlokes asvas agak. This machlokes is at the end of the roof. The Rabbi Yaakov sav aminu gerasik mechitzta, the avodan savila aminu gerasik mechitzta. It means it's the end of a roof. It's a rooftop. So you say that to continue the walls of the house, of the roof of the house, continue higher up. I'm a mela, I say that I have 4 walls. Rabbanan Tzavi Le'a mean Gerasim Mechitz. Rabbanan say I don't say Gerasim. Avo Be'em Tzagag, but if it's a middle, if you put these 4 Kondesim in the middle, the Ve'akah Absul over there, you don't have Gerasim, so you don't have Kasher walls. You probably have 4 beams, you don't have walls.
Is there a maka around the roof?
Okay, but there's no schach still there.
You don't need it, but now already it's noticeable, not like a roof that's...
But that wall's going up to no schach. It's something.
No, it's
so where's it going to where?
No, but it's noticeable.
It's noticeable. You have, let's say this. We're going to get to that in the Gemara. Yeah, we'll get to that. So you have regular beams in the middle of a roof that have no connection to the end of the roof, and now they're going up and making schach. So the Gemara says, if they have one grease, it's possible. Why should it be a kasher sukkah? You don't have tvanis. You have tvanis.
Why not? Why didn't you say good asik?
Gerasik's over here and it's going nowhere.
Complete wall?
No.
Gerasik means going up.
Over here,
right.
I build it over here. So this portion of the
wall. No, look at like this. This is the rooftop. I built a sukkah right. I built
everybody holds it possible.
No, there's no shach. It's more than Dalai Lama. There's no connection. No, there's nothing.
And when you do it at the end, Rabbi Yaakov holds his kashrut.
Yeah, because then I'll say Gerasik, the walls of the house.
But what about Mechitza Nekeres?
That's called Mechitza Nekeres.
Even though it doesn't protrude?
Maybe, yeah, that's what it is held, right. Even though it doesn't wrap. It doesn't have to go up. The pshat is that I see Mechitza.
It is such a wall.
Right, it is a wall. Right, you do the rest of the question. Zakhti Gemara. Gerasik Mechitza. Nachman Omer, Be'emtza Agag Machoikis. Nachman says, no, Be'emtza Agag is a Machoikis. Even if it's in the middle, it might be a kashrut sukkah. It's a machlokes of kashrus sukkah. No, you won't even say defen akuma. The fact that you have dalet kandes, and that's going to make a kashrus sukkah. Nothing to do with gerasa, nothing to do with defen akuma, nothing to do with anything. Oh, so we're going to see the end of the Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain to us. So we have machlokes if the machlokes is by be'emtza or the machlokes is b'svas. Is the machlokes the gabe
gerasa? By svas, everybody's moider then.
That's what I was going to say. Ibayalu. The emtza agag machlekes in the middle of the roof is a machlekes aval svas agag de behakel ksheira, but by the end it's kosher because everyone agrees to say gerasik. Idilma bein bezu machlekes and the machlekes have no shaykes. The machlekes besvas agag is a machlekes gerasik. The machlekes beemtza is a machlekes of four kandesim is a kosher sukkah. Maybe you don't need shtayim kechas and shlisa for the tefach. As far as you know, why? Okay.
So then you don't need to be
going to Gerasik. Gerasik, true. Because everyone agrees you don't say, the machlokes, he holds you never say Gerasik. And the reason why it works by Emtzagag is the same reason why it works by Svasagag. Not as Gerasik.
Yeah, but then you don't need the machlokes by Svasagag.
You're right. All Gerasik, let's say. Maybe they don't hold them Gerasik. A real gerasik, 10 tvachim high and reaching the schach, whatever it is, you never say gerasik. They never had to chalach chumash misinach place. Or they had it just on a building. You don't say it because there's nothing coming up, like you said. So the Gemara teiku, we don't know where the machlekes is, if it's by both or just by emtza. So the Gemara meisvei. Yeah, when he said that the machlekes is by emtza, what did he hold besvas? Did everyone agree? Or the same machlokes is besvas also. Yeah, take on what? Yeah, if the machlokes is here or not. Zaktimah Meis, today we have a steer. The Brayse says no dal kandesim ba'aretz. Nothing to do with the roof. You put dal kandesim in the ground. Besikich al gabani and put schach on top. And Yaakov machshav chacham and paislet. Now va'aretz the chemtza gag dami. The Eretz is like the middle of the roof, because there's no Gerasik, obviously, become Machshir Yaakov. So the first man, the Amma, said that that they don't argue the Emtza Agag de Behakab Sula. Here you have that there's a Machlaikis, Tiyufta, the Avuna, Tiyufta. It's a steer of Avuna. Avuna said that the Emtza Agag is a Machlaikis. And here you have that the Emtza Agag, sorry, everyone agrees that you don't say that it's possible. Here you see Klaw that it's, there's a man, the Amma, that says Kashav Oit. L'chari is going to say, be'emtza the pligi. The arguing be'emtza, aval svas agag, de'be'akal k'sher. It's mashma, it's why you bring the machlokes be'emtza. It's mashma because svas agag, everyone holds his kosher. Le'im etavet yuftad avunah betati. So let's say it's a machlokes avunah by both. Right? Amlach avunah, no, pligi be'emtza.
What's the second kosher?
Second kosher is mistama. If they're arguing be'emtza, so obviously there's no machlokes besvas, and everyone agrees besvas that it's kosher. And avunah said that there's a machlokes besvas. Agag, if you say Gerasik Mechitza, Amlach Avuna, no, Pligi Be'emtza Agag, V'Odin Asvas Agag. They're arguing Be'emtza and they're also arguing Besvas. V'Haide Kamiftaki Be'emtza Agag, the reason why they're arguing Be'emtza, but the Yachar Kerech of Yaakov, the teacher of the Kerech of Yaakov, the Afilu Be'emtza Agag, Nami Machshu, even in the middle, he's Machshu. But really, they're arguing by both.
What's
Kerech that Tei Adif? To show you that he's even arguing.
His hechsher for the emtza gag has nothing to do with hechsher for svasagag. Right?
True, but like this we see, if he would just say svasagag is kosher, you would think that's gerasik. You would think the emtza gag will hold his puzzle. So we're telling you the machlekes is emtza gag, and who are then svasagag is a machlekes if it's kosher or not. So I tell you, Tanu Rabbanu. Not arba kundesim, abor kundesim ba'oret. Mesichach al gabe. You put four kundesim in the ground and you mesachach on it. Rabbi Yaakov Amiroyim, kol she'ilu yachiku, v'yachalku, v'yesh ben tefach l'kan, v'tefach l'kan adonim shum diyomit. If you could go ahead and it's a round pole, and if you can make it into a square, you could square out that you'll have a tefach over here and a tefach on this corner, right? It means you'll take out the hollow, the middle.
Round?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's round, and you're going to go ahead and make a you'll carve. You'll be able to carve out. You'll have a tefach here and a tefach here. Then it's kosher. V'im lav ein nidonim shem diyumet. Shai Rabbi Yaakov oimed diyumde sukkah tefach. Rabbi Yaakov said that sukkah is kosher. We know the chacham oimed shiyashtayim kachasna shisav l'tefach. That's how we were brought up. That a sukkah needs two walls plus a tefach. Rabbi Yaakov argues. Rabbi Yaakov holds, you have a tefach here, tefach here, tefach, on all four corners. You have a tefach on each corner, that would be kosher. Now, where does he get that from? He gets that from Erevin, Lagabe Shabbos, that the chamu mekel, let's say you have a bar, and you want to drink out of the bar, you're thirsty. You want to drink out of the bar on Shabbos. You can't carry, you're carrying from the bar into the Shusar Abba. So if you put a mechitza like this, a tefach here, and a tefach here, and a tefach here, on all four sides. Well, they're going, right? Right. So over there, it works.
My shul is with that. So saying, but here by sukkah, the subshad is to know that it has to be that it's a makom that where the animals can't come in. So you don't have that. You don't have that mind. So how can you say that that's a?
That's a very good kasha.
So you have to say that that's
yeah. Okay, once
that's
I look.
That's not rishos. That's not.
So, right. It's not very good.
It's not a dealer.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, what's that? So let's just say what it says. So Mela was saying that Rabbi Yaakov holds that even if it's round or square, whatever it is, if I could go square out of Tefach from it, even though if I don't, it's still kosher, and that's what Rabbi Yaakov argued on this whole Gemara and said, Be'emtzagag, Be'svasagag, it doesn't make a difference, it's not doing good asik. It's a din of that this is kosher mechitzes. It's partially kosher sukkah because it has kosher mechitzes. That's what Rabbi Yaakov holds, and that's why it's kosher.
Why can't you do only three walls, according to Yaakov?
Because no, he just whole, he's not.
I mean, he's totally chaylik on the
totally
chum,
chaylik on the whole thing. Right. Now he's asking, Akiva's asking that lechayra, the reason why a wall works, as far as we know, is because it stops animals from coming in. One second, we'll get to that, Knech. So if it's stopping animals from coming in over here, it's not stopping. I mean, the animals can walk right in. More than that, he's asking since of them emphit Rabbi Reisman that I don't care, dude, and you have tfanis. It's a kosher, that's it. It has a shame daifin, it's kosher. But he's asking that by sukkah, it's not just a shame daifin, I need dira. It has to be your house. Shame daifin ain't as a lamdas, but the mice, I need a house.
By
Hitzah, you didn't have to shame daifin. Right, you don't need a house. You need a shame daifin, you need a dira.
Even by Arabian, we'll make a deal with only
a golem.
It's not like
yeah.
Okay, that works
for Arabian. Okay, so a lot of them will speak about as we get on to sukkah, we move on. Right, that's one mahalach to say. That sounds good. That's the first Rashi in the Masechta Hashem Tzchach Kari Sukkah. And but still, the Maaseh, I need a deer. I need for it something.
Sale. That's all. The sale. No, that's the.